everyone, this is N5AOW, Net Control for Quack River Valley Service Bus. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Mobile on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Mooville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on the 19th of April, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Prep Northam Community Center, 106 Cowler Street, Mooville. Everyone is welcome to attend. The name and a radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., so it's not done soon after a couple of minutes, please feel free to come back tonight yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomvilleARC.com. Are there any portable battery-powered mobile stations wishing to check in? Roger, KPL. N2KPR, Rich, how are you doing this evening?
Not too awful bad. Stayed inside today to stay warm, but it looked beautiful outside. And had a nice quiet day around here. Of course, there's not too many people around here right now. Some have taken off for the weekend, so can't say as I blame them. And I was going to check in on Echo Link, but I remembered. With my computer, I have to have a mic connected, and I didn't have a mic on it. Because the built-in mic wasn't sensitive enough to pick up my voice. So I decided to heck with it and came back to the radio tonight. Outside of that, it's fairly quiet, not much going on. Tomorrow I expect to be a little busier, but because everyone has company, and part of that company is going to be a little one-year-old, maybe even three-year-old, I don't know yet. And those will keep me occupied for a little while anyway. Probably half a day. Then I'll be resting for the other half trying to recuperate. That's about it for today, Bob, so I'll pass it back to you. Good evening, everybody. I saw a lot of people on EchoLink, so I got quite a little following tonight. And to KPI.
All right, Rich. Very good. Sounds like you had an enjoyable day anyway. I think the sunshine helps. Makes us all feel a bit better about the day. Okay, well, you have a good evening, 7-3, and have a great day tomorrow. This is N5AOW. Are there any Echo Link stations wishing to check in?
This is KD2ERR. Name here is Dave. N2MXP.
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in through EchoLink from owning out to New York, and it looks like I'm the last one in the queue, Bob.
Okay, Kevin. KD2FDM, N2MXP. I believe. I didn't get a name on that one. And KD2ERR, Dave. We'll start with Dave. Dave, how was your day today? I hope the sunshine brought you a little bit of pleasantry anyway.
Oh, yeah, the sunshine was real nice. The wind was kind of chilly. Spent a better part of the day over in Norwich. Our club, the Shenango Valley Amateur Radio Association, had their open house today, had ham operators from all over the areas drop in. I took my amateur extra test. Fortunately, I did not pass, but there will be other opportunities to take that before they change the question pool. So, looking for a little bit warmer day tomorrow. And with that, I'll send it back over to, I believe it's Carl, November 2, Mike X-Ray Tango. Go ahead.
Very good, Dave. I'm glad you had an enjoyable day. And I guess you know that gentleman called him Carl, so that clarified that for me, and also got the call correctly. We got M2MXT. Carl, how's things going your way?
Well, good evening, Bob, and good evening, Dave, and Kevin James, and that's all I've heard so far. Well, I used to check into the Boomville net here quite regularly back in the day when I had a good outdoor antenna, but I live in an apartment complex now, and I can't put up any antennas in here, so I don't. I have a little homebrew 2-meter antenna in here, but it doesn't hit the Boomville repeater. I can get into the Lawville repeater really good. Of course, we're not too far away, located here in Carthage, New York. And my cousin Randy, KC2OJU, I don't know if you're familiar with his call or not, but he told me that that this repeater was hooked into Echolink, so I said, well, good, I'll try and make a contact tonight then, and so I'm glad he told me about it, because I didn't even know the repeater was hooked into Echolink, which makes it kind of nice, because now I can get back in here and make a little noise every now and then. So I don't have too much more to add. I got another net I got to check into here shortly, Bob, so with that, we'll hand it right back to you and let you get some more check-ins. Everybody have a great evening. This is N2MXC located in Carthage, New York. Over.
All right. Very good, Carl. Well, I'm glad you had a decent day today. And I think we all did with the sunshine. Helps out a lot, even though it's cool. Yeah, the Echolink's been connected for some time and seems to be doing a great job. I think the one that they had a lot to do with that was Jeff, KD2AIT. I think he's worked pretty hard along with others to make the system work and refine it down to the point where it does an excellent job. Okay, Carl, you have a good evening, 7-3, and take care. Glad to hear from you in Carthage. KD2FPM, Kevin. How is things down in Oneonta?
All right, yeah, good evening, Bob, and hello to everyone out there. KD2FPM over here at the Golden Arches on Southside in Oneonta for a few minutes, just chatting with a friend of mine and demonstrating the capabilities of Echolink and just kind of enjoying the environment here. Got 30 degrees, some just a few clouds overhead. It's going to get a little chilly tonight. Hang tight. I guess the weather's going to get a little dicey late Sunday night into Monday morning. And then after that, I'm hearing the temperatures are going to slowly climb this week, so and I'll moderate nicely for us. So I won't tie the repeater down because I know there's others who would like to say hello. I will say 7-3, KD2FPM, back to net control.
Okay, Kevin, very good. I know you might have a little bit more pull than what we do, and if you can put a good word in for some more good weather, I'll tell you what, I think it would go a long way. We could even have some coffee and donuts out for those responsible folks. What a stretching it, I know. All right, you have a good evening. Thank you for checking in. This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2BFM, good evening, Bob. Okay, George, M2PFM. I thought you might have a little following there, a few others to check in with you, but they'll probably be on a little bit later on. Anyway, how are things up your way? I hope you got your batteries charged up at the sun today and maybe got out and got a suntan to boot. Yeah, that'd be stretching it, wouldn't it?
Well, good evening to you, Rob, and everybody else on the net. Temperature here is 26 degrees. Temperature range today was 20 to 43. And beautiful sunny day and all. Got some coal burning right now. And, let's see. Yeah, left signal in the back went out on me today and tried to get that up. No matter what I did, I put in how many different bulbs, anything. Could not get, even though the voltage showed right on the voltmeter, I could not get the left signal to work at all. So finally, I took the rubber seal out of it entirely, put the thing in, and then it worked. So that was an hour later. So thank God I got the signal working before I got a fix-it ticket. Thank God. So that's working, and glad of that. Gonna jump in the shower after this, and looking forward tomorrow for the Lord's Day, and hope things will stay on an even keel, as they say. With that, God bless. 73s and 2 PFM clear.
Okay, George. Well, I'm glad you got the light working anyway. Well, I'll tell you what, it'd just be some nitpicking thing to have them stop in, give you a little bit of nuisance business, and I know they're doing their job, but boy, sometimes it's just, I've had them go out on the road where they were working, and I know what that's like. You know, at least this way you had an opportunity to get it fixed up. Yeah, we had a cool one this morning, and did warm up a bit. I think it got a little warmer, considerably warmer by you than it did by us. I think our top was about 37, but still, that was a big improvement over this morning. All right, you stay warm, have a good one, keep those batteries charged up. This is N5ALW, looking for additional check-in.
This is KT2QQR, Chuck from Vern.
KC2QQR, Chuck, how you doing this evening?
Oh, KC2QQR, oh, not doing too bad. Had a pretty relaxing day today, just sat around, which is pretty unusual for my Saturdays. Usually I'm busy doing stuff, but yeah, I was just pretty much sitting around, watching a little bit of TV on the internet a little bit, and just relaxing. It was actually windy out there today, that's why really do too much. It was kind of deceiving out there. It looked nice and warm, but as soon as you go outside, it's quite a difference, I can tell you that. But other than that, not much. Just wanted to say hi to everyone, and y'all have a good week. Good weekend. And back to that control. KC2QQR.
Okay, very good, Chuck. Yeah, I tell you what, it had a lot of bite to it, the wind, and the actual chill factor. I've got a, quick responding sensor that measures the temp pretty good, and I'll tell you what, there were times when the wind was blowing, even though it was sunny out, it was registering close to 18 degrees when the ambient temperature was in the mid to upper 30s, so the wind had a lot of bite, and it wasn't easing up on us. We've had our share of that so far, and I hope it subsides sometime in the near future. All right, you have a good evening, and take care. Stay warm. This is N5ALW, looking for additional check-ins. good day today. Anyway, I had a friend of mine come up from Norwich and visit, spend the afternoon with us, have dinner with us, and we spent some time just kicking around what went on during the course of the winter and kind of brought things up to date. He's also got a place on the island, and sometime in the next couple of weeks, if the weather ever warms up, he's gonna be up and at least open things up and get things set up for summer again. As for me, I just enjoy being outside for a bit. Bit of bite to it at times, but still nice to get out in the sunshine. Yeah, well, that was a sum total of that for me for the day, and I enjoyed it. Had good company doing so. Okay. Make another call. Anyone care to check in with us? This is N5AOW.
This is KD2FM. I'll be clearing the repeater through the Echolink system, and as always, thank you for use of Echolink. It's much appreciated. Hopefully catch you guys again tomorrow night. Until then, 7-3, KD2FM is clear.
Did I miss the net, KA3TFB?
Roger, just by about 3 minutes, then to keep you on.
Hi, Roger, Roger. KA3TFB, we're clear.
November 2, Papa Foxtrot Mike, up near Lowville. Good evening, no traffic.
Thank you, KBR. Good evening, no traffic.
Roger, N2PFM on the second station. Please repeat your call sign phonetically.
November 2, Kilo, Papa Romeo.
Roger, November 2, Kilo Papa Romeo. Thank you for your check-in. Calling for Octane.
M5AOW, good evening.
evening, Bill. Roger, N5AOW. Calling for Octen. Calling for Octen. All stations are welcome. With or without traffic, all check-ins will be appreciated. Final call for Octen.
Okay, a little scratchy, but you're fully readable.
Okay, that's all I needed to know. Thanks, Rich. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. At least I know I can get in here anyways.
Yep, you're doing fine. Probably wind till the sunspot started in, then who knows. Anyway, have a good one, Mark. And to keep that.
Yep, you too. Thanks, Rich. Appreciate it. KB2KOJ. Clear.